Penny, for your thoughts? Oh, I didn't mean to make you jump. I just saw you sitting here at this table by yourself, looking all thoughtful and pensive, when we should really all be celebrating. This is the happiest day of my son's life, after all. He and Richard make such a delightful couple. Don't you agree? And as the groom's mother, I need to make sure everyone has a good time, don't I? I wanted to thank you for that best man speech. I couldn't stop listening to you talking about how you got to know Brian and the embarrassing stories you had about him. Or maybe I was just intrigued by you. Well, the last time I saw you was what? Just before you went to university? It's hard to believe that it's only been a couple of years since you were Brian's friend, and now, well, you've really grown up into a handsome young man. Oh, there's no need to look awkward. What, I'm not allowed to compliment other men? Oh yes, I am a married woman, aren't I? Well, can you keep a secret? Martin and I are not going to be married much longer. It's been on the cards for a while, ever since I found his work colleagues' emails on his phone, and some very unprofessional pictures they'd been exchanging. Oh, you're sorry? Why? Did you fuck my husband too? We didn't want to tell Brian. He's had enough to worry about with planning the wedding. We'll give it a bit longer and then break the news. Why, yes, we are being very civilized about this. Getting close? Well, yeah, I need to get close to be heard over the party, right? So, yes, I'm a free woman soon. I'm pretty much one now. But I'll admit, the waiting, it's getting to me. Oh, you know, the side benefits of being married. Just because you're on the far side of 40 doesn't mean you stop having needs. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. A couple of glasses of champagne and my tongue gets loosened up a bit. How about you? Any lucky woman? Or guy? Seriously? No girlfriend at the moment? Okay. Maybe you were a bit shy and awkward back when you came around my house, but look at you now. So damn handsome. I'm sure I've seen some of the bridesmaids checking you out. What's wrong? I thought you liked it when I was frank. A bit forward. I seem to remember that one summer when you came around my house when I was sunbathing in the back garden and you caught me face down with my bikini top off. And my word, I thought you were just going to melt into a puddle on the patio when you came out that door. You walked into the patio door twice before you stumbled back indoors. But you were looking. Oh yes, I saw it. Or that time you rang the doorbell to pick up some stuff you'd lent Brian when I was in the shower and I had to race down in a towel. Oh, I thought your eyes were about to drop out of your head. Don't apologize. See, I kind of liked getting that sort of attention. It made me feel good about myself. Desirable. Sexy. Of course, I wasn't going to act on it while you were still in high school. It was just a bit of innocent flirting. But you're not in school anymore, are you? What do I mean? You know what? I think it's a bit loud here, and I see that Brian, despite my protests, did indeed put disco on the playlist. So I think I'll go for a walk and clear my head a bit. Maybe have a look at the honeymoon suite? Do you want to join me? Oh, this is beautiful. Such a lovely view. There's a gas fire on, and just look at that massive bed. Glad I asked for a second key so I can leave some surprise presents waiting for them up here. Now then, we're alone and can be a bit more honest with each other, don't you think? When you caught a glimpse of me, you wanted more, didn't you? Did you fantasize about me? About Brian's mother? Oh, come on. We're both adults. And I want to know if it was just me having an overactive imagination. Ooh, I thought so. Tell me what you imagined. What would you have liked to do if my son and my husband weren't there? If it had just been you and a sexy, busty older woman who liked being a little bit shocking? Ooh. Well, I never. Right by the pool, or in the pool. Oh my, and he seemed so innocent too. Maybe I should have called you over, said something like, hey, would you be a dear and help me rub some lotion on my back? That would have been good. Those strong young hands running over me, squeezing it in. And you sneaking glimpses at where my breasts were swelling out on either side. Once you were so hard it hurt, I'd have rolled over and I'd have said, don't forget about the front. And then, well, we can do more than just talk about it, can't we? I think you know what I mean. Nobody will be here for a few hours after all. Let's have some champagne first, shall we? Oh, it's fine. We can get another bottle sent up. To freedom, and not letting an opportunity slip by. Oh yes, darling. This is going exactly where you hope it's going. I'm about to make all of your teenage dreams and mine come true. Yes. Right here. The bed's ready, and the happy couple won't be here for hours yet. Yeah, I know I'm still married, technically, but that just makes it better, doesn't it? I've earned this, and I'm sure as hell not going to be celibate while I'm waiting for a divorce. Now then, give me that glass. Sit back in that chair. If I'd known I'd be seeing a young stud like you tonight, I'd have worn something a bit sexier, but you don't seem too bothered, judging by how you're looking at me right now. And this isn't too bad, is it? This blue dress and the hat and jacket covers up my figure, but older women, they know when they don't need to flaunt it. Not like some young lady who tries too hard. Now, cougars like me, they know how to tease a guy. How to make his imagination go to work. Oh yes, this dress looks so good, doesn't it? Clinging to these big boobs. They're just straining against it. But let's get a pillow down here on the floor. Now then, stud. You need to tell me about the other times you got an eyeful and what you thought about doing to me when you did. Oh, you and Brian were playing some fighting game, and you lost 10 rounds in a row because you had a line of sight to the conservatory, and I was doing Pilates in those yoga pants? Oh, I remember those. how they looked like they had just been sprayed on. Now then, let's get this cock out and... Oh, you really are the best man. Look how hard you are. Oh, that is one beautiful cock. You really kept this a secret, didn't you? Oh, it's already twitching, and I'm barely brushing my fingers along it. Remember to breathe. Now, I just couldn't call myself a proper cougar if I didn't just lick it and put it in my mouth. Easy, tiger. You were getting close to coming there, weren't you? A little too excited? The longer you hold out, the better this will be. That's why older women are so good for young men. You've got so much potential. You just need to learn a little patience. Just relax and watch as your best friend's mom sucks your cock. Let's have a bit more champagne. Just drip a little over your cock and lick it off. Now then, get your shirt off while I shed my jacket, peel my dress down. You like the sight of these great big breasts almost spilling out of my bra? I think I'm just gonna take it off entirely. You ready to get a good look at my boobs? You've dreamed about them for so long, haven't you? When you wished I'd just roll over when I was lying on that sun lounger? There. Let's just lift them out of this bra. No, you sit back as I slip it between my tits. Oh, yes. I know this is what you fantasized about. Having these soft, warm pillows wrapping around your dick. Fucking the tits of a woman you've always fantasized about. Oh, look at that. It's nearly vanishing between them. Does it feel good? And he's off. Oh. Yes. Yes, thrust it. Fuck my tits. Oh, that feels so good. Feels so good. Feeling that dick between them. You like it? Yeah? You like the way they're shaking as I just, bounce them up and down for you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. I've got to slow down a little. I don't want you to come yet. And to tell you the truth, I was getting a little close too. Just from how good my tits felt. Oh, dear. Look what I've done to that cock. It's twitching, trembling, leaking a little. Lucky for you, now it gets to go deep inside me. Well, what do you think? On their marriage bed. I know, it's naughty, but that's the point. I'm not a good little wifey anymore. Now then, someone isn't flat on his back. Get on the damn bed. Now then, let's get this dress off. Let's slip it down and lose these panties. Oh, you like these stockings? Oh, yes. Feels good to have this little secret under my dress. Oh, I think the hat can stay on. Adds a touch of class. Now then, let's mount up. Get it lined up. And just sink down. Oh, yes. You've got no idea how badly I needed some good dick. A strong, young cock filling me up. God, let me just sink down. Feel it. Oh, feel all of it. Oh, fuck. Oh. No, you can go in raw. I'm on birth control, don't worry. You're not gonna give Brian a baby sister or a brother. But I felt your cock twitch when I mentioned knocking me up. Such a dirty boy. Now then, why aren't those hands on my tits? That's better, yeah. Grab them. Squeeze them harder than that as I ride you. Oh, yes. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah? Did you imagine it feel this good, fucking your best friend's mom? Just having her on top of you. Her tits bouncing and your cock deep inside her. Oh, you're really thrusting up. Letting it out, are you? All that frustration and desire. All the things you wanted to do to me. Come on, fuck me harder. Don't hold back. Let's mess up this big, soft bed. Oh, as soon as I saw you at the wedding, I had my eye on you. You looked like just the answer to how frustrated I was getting. Oh, yeah. I had plans for you in the church, at the reception. I was stalking you, plotting how I was going to take you. Oh, and make you mine. Oh, and my husband didn't suspect a thing. He's got no idea we're both up here just fucking. Hey, come here. Mm. Oh, I didn't think I'd want it this much. I've got to warn you, once isn't going to be enough. So deep. Hang on. Let me get my breath back. Well, yes, I'm getting off. Because I want to get on my hands and knees, spread my cheeks apart, and just offer up my pussy for you. Come on. I like it from behind. Come on now. Don't hold back. Oh, yes. Rub that big hard dick between my lips. Get it nice and wet. Yeah. Oh, like that. Oh. You're teasing me. Fuck, that's good. I should have fucked you back then. You know? Just invited you into the shower with me. Oh, let you rip those tight pants off me. And just take me right there on that yoga mat. Oh, that got you worked up. Oh, you're just out of control. Fucking me so hard. Oh, I'd forgotten I still had that hat on. Yeah, throw it across the room. Don't want to crush it. Nobody can suspect anything when we go back down. My husband can't know. I've had this hot young stud just pounding me from behind, reminding my pussy how a real man uses his dick. Ah, no, that's good. Grab my tits. Squeeze them where they're just swaying down there. Oh, you're so rough. Almost like you're trying to milk me. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, when you kiss the back of my neck like that. Oh, and reach between my thighs and start rubbing. Oh, you're gonna drive me crazy. Hey, come on. Kiss me. I need... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. I'm gonna come soon. You're close to? Yeah, baby. Yeah, come inside me. Fill me up. Just imagine me back at the party, dripping with your cum under my dress. Just thinking about that gets me so hot. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Push my head down into the sheet. Oh, fuck. I just melt when a man takes charge of me like this. And just uses me. Oh, yes. Just grab my hips and... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Yeah? You're gonna come? Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I can feel it just throbbing in me. I'm gonna... come, yeah? Fill me up. Fill me up. Ah. Oh, wow. I didn't know how badly I needed that. You know, if my husband ever had fucked me this good, we'd still be together. You are such a beast. See, I was right. You just need a woman who knows what she's doing to direct all that youthful enthusiasm. Now, can I trust you not to say anything until the divorce is done? Good boy. Because, once this is done in a couple of months' time, and I'm officially single, we can relive some of these fantasies you've had about me. Like the shower, the sunbathing, the yoga session, and give them all a happy ending this round. But are you sure you know what you're letting yourself in for? It's no easy thing to keep up with an older woman who's been sex-starved for years and who just hit her sexual prime.